response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Okay, let's get to it. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the staycation setup. We're the Morning Mess Catches Up Cheaters live on your radio, possibly. We do have Hannah on the line now. Hannah, you think your man is cheating because of the people that he's been hanging out with?
Yeah, and listen, guys, I swear I'm not controlling, but Owen makes me feel that way because a few weeks after we made it official, he went out with his boys and he did some dumb shit. And okay. I found out he hooked up with some girl he met at that bar in the bathroom. He actually confessed it to me. And I think at the time, I sort of respected that he was honest about it with me. And our relationship was really new, so I thought I could look past it. So anyway, he has this one dumbass friend, Hector. He's always the one that gets him in trouble. And Owen was with him when he cheated last time. So I told him I didn't feel comfortable with him hanging out.
Right.
With Hector anymore.
That's fair.
Yeah. And he said he understood. And I thought he cut him off as a friend. But I come to find out Owen's been lying to me about hanging out with Hector still.
And how'd you catch him up doing that? Or how'd you find that out?
Yeah. So one of the girlfriends in our friend group told me. And she also told me that Owen and Hector went to that same bar that he cheated on me at the other night without telling me.
Oh, okay.
Scene of the crime.
Yeah. So, like, I get it. He missed out hanging out with his friend or whatever, but why lie about it, you know? Like, why? And why go back to the same place where you cheated?
Yeah.
So now I'm wondering, was he meeting up with that girl he cheated on me with again?
Yep.
And I don't know. Like, I'm just going with my gut feeling. It's his fault I don't trust him when he hangs out with this one friend.
Right.
And I just feel like I need to know. So that's why I got in touch with you guys.
Okay. Here we are. No, this makes sense. It's all valid why you would think something's up or he's seeing that girl again. So, let's just pull off the staycation setup, Cienz.
Yeah, so I'm going to call your man Owen up and I'm going to offer him a free romantic stay. And I'm going to ask him who he wants to put down on the reservation for that stay. So we'll see if he says your name or another girl. Do you possibly know her name or?
No, I don't know her name. No. She was just some random chick.
Okay. I mean, if he says another girl's name, then you automatically know.
I hope not. I'm just really hoping he doesn't do that.
Right. Let's hope he says your name for the reservations, okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
We got you.
Hello?
Hi. May I speak to Owen?
This is Owen. Who's this?
Hey, Owen. My name is Selena, and I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel. I have some awesome news for you, Owen. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
I'm sorry. I'm not interested. I don't want a sales call.
I completely understand the hesitation, but I will say this is a completely free stay. It's not necessarily a sale call, so I wouldn't want you to miss out on
you're
a free
not,
offer,
like,
the penthouse suite,
free.
And our honeymoon package.
You don't need a credit card or anything.
No, none of that stuff. I will say that we asked for a review, a Google Yelp review of your stay, but that's pretty much it, and we'll send you on your way.
All right. That sounds good.
Are you in?
Yeah. No, it's completely free. All I have to do is write a review. And you're not getting any more information from me, like credit card or anything.
Correct, yeah.
All right, okay.
Awesome. Well, congratulations, Owen. So something fun we do here at the Aurora Hotel is address a sweet or saucy note to the guests you are bringing. So I can give you a moment to think on it, and whatever you want that note to say, I can be here to write it down for you.
Sweet or saucy, you said?
Sweet or saucy, yes. I know I'm kind of putting you on spot, but just have fun with it.
All right, let's go saucy.
All right, so what are we thinking?
I'll make those toes curl.
Ooh, okay, Owen, I see you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I have that written down for you. So just one more question. Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Hannah.
Okay.
Real quick, we got to let you know that you're live on the radio. We legally got to let you know that, and it's great that you said Hannah. She's actually on the line with us. Hannah, do you have explaining to do or let him know why he's on the radio with us?
Hannah. Hi,
what
Owen.
Are you doing what is this?
Well, so I thought you were cheating on me because I found out you were lying to me about hanging out with Hector. And you know how I feel
goodness.
About him. So why the hell would you lie to me about something like that?
I don't know who told you that, but I guess they can't mind their own damn business. I don't know what to say right now. I don't know.
So it's true? You've been lying about hanging out with him? Have you been going back to that same damn bar where you cheated on me?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, you did tell her that you'll never go back to that bar. Why are you hanging out at that bar?
All right, fine. I don't know why we're doing this on the radio, but how can you tell me to cut off one of my best friends? You and I haven't even been together for a year, and you're already controlling who I can hang out and who I can't hang out with. It's crazy. So, yeah, I'm sneaking around.
Well, why not just be honest with me then? Oh, my God. See, it's like this that you do that makes me doubt you. Like, I'm obviously happy that you put me down on this reservation and you're really not cheating, but don't you realize this does not make you look good?
I'm sorry, babe. You're controlling.
I'm not controlling.
Yes, you are. You're telling me who I can hang out with and not hang out with.
Well, don't make me sound like I'm crazy when you did this to me. Like, you're a grown-ass man. You make your own decisions, and then when you're around this one guy, you let him influence you into doing dumb shit.
One time. I made a mistake. I told you about it, and I owned up to it, and you forgave me. If you can't move on and you second-guess everything I do from now on, then maybe you shouldn't be with me. I'm not cheating. I want to be with you. Just not at the expense of losing other people that are important to me in my life.
Mm. Oh,
I mean, he's not cheating. I get that.
Can we finish talking about this later?
Wait, sorry. Are you saying that a man is right in an argument? This is crazy. Let this breathe.
I'm sorry for putting you on the spot like this. I felt like I had no other option. I just felt like I was being lied to again.
Okay, now listen, Hannah. He said your name for the reservation. If he cheated on you back in the days and you forgave him, not saying forget, but if you really, truly forgave him, you got to give him the benefit of the doubt. He did say your name for the reservation. He's not cheating. So you should be thankful.
Yeah, I am thankful he's not cheating. I'm thankful for that, Ellen.
Well, I'll say I should have talked to you about it. I shouldn't have lied to you about
Don't let her.
Hang out with someone.
Don't let her, Owen. It was her fault.
No. You guys are doing so good, Sienna. Hurry up and give him the counseling.
You can have our counseling services if you want them. It sounds like this is just a little bump in the road.
I'm saying we can have a compromise.
There you go. When you get home, Hannah, you got to break them off twice. You got to break them off, little son.
Guys, let's end it before
we finish talking about it later. We can finish later.
Owen, play your cards right. Sometimes you got
to
risk it for that biscuit, baby.
You risk it for a biscuit, and then sometimes you get gravy on top of it.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. There you go, baby.
How
about a gravy? Sop it up.
Sop it up.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.